Om Shanti. 23rd August 2018. Today is Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be a true effort maker and overcome a mountain of problems in a second with your flying stage. May you be a true effort maker who overcomes a mountain of problems in a second with your flying stage. In order to overcome a problem as big as the Himalayas, adopt the method of the flying stage. Constantly keep all attainments emerged in front of you and continue to fly in the flying stage, and you will be able to overcome a problem as big as a mountain in a second. Simply experience your present and future reward, Prarabdha. Just as you are able to see physical things very clearly with your physical eyes, in the same way, with your intellect's eye of experience, see your reward very clearly. Continue to accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step. Baba is saying, is teaching us a way to overcome a problem which is as big as a Himalaya. And two things here, two examples Baba has given. Just as if you have to overcome a mountain, it's better to fly above it. For example, the Himalayas. And second, just as these eyes are able to see something very clearly, in the similar way, intellect's eye of experience, this is the intellect's eye of experience, with this eye, see your reward very clearly. Continue to accumulate an income of multi-million at every step. So, if one has to overcome the problems, which are very big as Himalayas, two things have to be done. The present and future. The present reward and the future reward. The present prarabdha and the future prarabdha. Baba is saying, keep these two things in front of you. When you keep these two things in front of you, automatically you are able to cross over all these things, all the problems of life. And how to see what? So, intellect's eye of experience. See with intellect's eye of experience. These two things. So what does Baba say when he says you see these two things? See means visualize. Visualize the present, visualize the future. The present reward and the future reward. The present attainments and the future attainments. What we have got now, what are we going to achieve in future? Keep on thinking on these two things. Keep on thinking of these two things. See, automatically, whatever challenges, whatever problems, whatever circumstances, whatever sight scenes, whatever difficulties, whatever setbacks, whatever bottlenecks, whatever obstacles, whatever hindrances, that come our way, we would be able to cross them hands down. So, this thing has been told by Baba multiple times. See means visualize. Just as your eyes see, in the similar manner, intellect's eye of experience should see things. Things which are invisible, things which are not seen. Touch those things which are impalpable. Feel those things which are unfelt. Understand those things which are ununderstood. Experience those things which are unmanifest. So, see these things. Understand these things. Visualize these things. What you have got present, in present, and what you are going to get in future. Vartaman pralapt and bhavishya pralapt. The present attainments and the future attainments. Should be thinking of these all the times. Because otherwise, the present problems will drown you. Everything is false here in this world. Today Sakar Murli Baba said, everything is false. This body is false. This breath is false. This world is false. Everything is false. Except one God. Except one Banwari. Everything that exists in this world is false. So there is every chance that this quagmire of falsehood, this mire of falsehood pulls you down. So always keep on thinking about present attainments and future attainments. Present reward and future reward. This is known as flying stage. This is known as crossing the mountain. This is known as not hitting the mountain with chisel and hammer, but rather going and taking a flight. So there are two things. Baba is saying, see them. So how to visualize? This is a very important thing. Present, yes. You have a list of all the pralapt. You have list of attainments. What have we got in this Brahmin life? What have we achieved in this Brahmin life? Baba has often said, there is nothing which is unobtained, unachieved. To you Brahmins, you have achieved everything. There has remained nothing which you have not attained. So, of course, the present attainments are many. But today, we will discuss something about future attainments, which we cannot see now, but then we can always visualize them. We can always see them in mind's eye, intellect's eye of experience. Intellect's eye of experience. So how do you visualize the future pralapt, the future attainments? Rather, what are the steps of seeing? What are the steps of visualization? How do you visualize things? Visualize means manas chitra. Visualize means seeing in mind's eye. Visualize means seeing it, though it doesn't exist in front of you. It is not there in front of your naked eyes, but you are trying to see it in mind's eye. So how do you visualize? Knowledge. Okay. Then? For visualization, they say, first of all, have some goal. What you have to visualize? For example, golden age. Okay? Satyug. This is Satyug. I am sitting here and I have to see Satyug. So, first I make a goal that yes, I have to see Satyug. Second, yeah, gather knowledge. Or information about it. Read from books. Everything about Golden Age. Read from books. There are two Murlis. What are the dates? 1980, there are two Murlis on Golden Age. What are the dates? Yeah, the tour of the future world. There are two Murlis devoted to Satyug. So when you want to visualize the Golden Age, keep the goal that I have to do this. Second, try to know, there is a small book of Spark on Golden Age, which is describing everything about Golden Age. What would be the administration of Golden Age? What would be the palace? How would be the palace? What would be the dress? What would be the daily routine of deities? What they will eat? What they will drink? What would be the scenic beauty? What mountains? What birds? What aeroplanes? What gardens? What picnic? What dance? What songs? What language? What aeroplanes? Everything about Golden Age. So you must have some knowledge about it, whatever you want to visualize. So increase the knowledge of Golden Age. Even in every day's Murli also, you get one or two points about Golden Age. Every day, something or other comes about Golden Age. So you can just take any one point and build your story on that, about Golden Age. What songs they would sing in Golden Age? What music would be there in Golden Age? So everything about Golden Age. So this is the second step in visualization. The third thing is, now go into the relax meditative stage. Go into a very relaxed form of mind, in a relaxed stage of the mind, in a very meditative stage, where gradually you'll have as less thoughts as possible. The thought level should come down from the gamma to the delta. Delta is the lowest form of thoughts, just 3, less than 3. Above delta is theta, T. Theta is 3 to 5, or then is A, alpha. Alpha is from 7 to 12.5. Then is alpha, beta. Beta is 12.5 to 30. And gamma. Gamma is above 30. These are the number of thoughts. So, from gamma stage, you are entering slowly down, down, down. At least come to alpha. Gamma means highly active. Person is thinking continuously, very fast rate. 1 minute, more than 30 thoughts. Here, in 1 minute, 2 thoughts or 3 thoughts in the delta. So, this is how it goes from delta. This is how you remember delta, date ABG, DT ABG. Delta, very, very slow stage of the mind. Almost no dreams. And there is even beyond that, some stages in the yoga experiences. So gamma is very high. Alpha, beta, gamma. Very high thoughts. This is the relaxed mind, like everybody is sitting now. This is alpha stage. But from alpha or beta, from beta to alpha and alpha to theta and theta to delta, you travel like this. So, for visualization, you need a very relaxed stage of the mind. Maybe beta or alpha. Or gradually even less and less. So go into that stage of very relaxed stage of the mind. A meditative stage, a contemplative stage, a reflective stage, a stage where mind is relaxed and body is relaxed. A stage where you are in tune with nature. So then fourth, now, visualization can be done with closed eyes or with open eyes. Best to do it with closed eyes. Now start seeing the details about that kingdom, about Golden Age. Lakshmi Narayana, they are entering, how they are walking, what clothes they are wearing, what time it is, morning, how is the sun, what is the weather, what is the climate, what music is going on in background, what they are wearing, and then they are going and entering. And then visualize their court, darbar. Try to hear their voice. What they speak. They must be speaking something, giving orders or doing their work. They must be doing something. To try to listen to those voices. There is a huge time gap. 5,000 years. We are here, but you know, there is something known as prints, sound prints. All sound waves are here, sound prints are there in this atmosphere. What Mahatma Gandhi spoke, it is still existing in the sound, in this atmosphere. What Einstein spoke, that is there in this atmosphere. What Chanakya spoke is there in the atmosphere. In the similar manner, what Lakshmi Narayan spoke, that is still existing. Only thing is that we have to make our mind so subtle that we can catch those sound prints, voice prints. So try to listen to those chirping of the birds, those gushing of the streams. What animals are there? What colors are there? What designs of the mountains? Even mountains would be of different designs. Some mountains like cake. Some mountains like sofa. Some mountains like some bird. Some mountains like elephant. Mountains would be of different shapes. Of different designs. Even the Pushpak Viman would be of different shapes. Of different sizes. They would be individual, personal, and there would be family. If you have a desire to go with the family, you can accompany your family. But when you want to go alone, so you can take your individual, personal, chartered flight wherever you want. And you can visit any kingdom, any place. And there would be picnic spots somewhere. You can go in Australia, sometimes in Europe, sometimes in America, sometimes in some of those continents which are not existing now. There is one continent which they say existed, but it is dissolved, Lumeria. Lumeria is one continent, sixth continent. We say talk about five continents, but there was one continent which got submerged in water. So probably it was there at that time. So you can go to different places and you visualize and you see. And then this is an external facet. But now see the internal facet. External facet also you can visualize. This is 1250 years and then I lived for 150 years and I had a very healthy and radiant body. And no diseases, and no hospital, and no police station, and no court. These are all external things. But starting from external, gradually come to the intrinsic thing. I, the soul, am absolutely pure in golden age. And emerge that purity. Try to catch those vibrations of purity. Invoke that purity of golden age now. Because we were there. We were here and now are here, we here. We have fallen down. But whilst at this place, call upon, invoke, ask those sanskars to come back. Try to catch the sanskars of deities. We can catch. If the purer the intellect becomes, it will start recollecting all the births. Today Baba said, I remember all your births. You do not know them, I know them. All the 84 births. So, the recording of 84 births is in the soul. Everything is there in the soul. Only thing is that there are number of layers, layer after layer, layer after layer, birth after birth, and we have forgotten. When we try to cleanse this all, gradually everything gets deflected and we would see everything. So one of the methods of catching those sanskar is visualization, is seeing that pralab, is seeing that future pralab, is seeing that future result, what we are going to become. And since the drama is repeating, we can always think that we did it, we existed as deities and we are going to become deities. Now it's a transition phase. So now try to close the eyes and try to see every detail. How is the gate? How is the doors and windows and houses? What currencies? What business? What they are learning in schools? And how was Shri Krishna and who are his friends? Some of his best friends and some of his acquaintances? And those cows? And those animals, and those beautiful peacocks, birds playing there, everything. Suppose this is the golden age, then what one can do is, you imagine there is a door, a big door. I am here in Kali Yuga, and now the door is opened. And I am entering into golden age. And I am struck with wonder, oh, what is this? Where I am? What is this world? I never saw this before. Then you ask some of them, people who are living there, which place is this? He says, Ari, you don't know, this is golden age. Then try to inquire, as if an alien who is entering, as if a newcomer, as if a foreigner who enters a new world. And try to inquire. Talk with those deities. When we are in the same body, our body has not changed. Try to go with the same body into golden age. And ask them, what is the name of this place? Then he will say, it's a golden age. It's Satyug. But then you will not understand the language he is speaking. Then ask him what language you speak, and they are not understanding our language, we are not understanding their language. Lot of confusion. Then I am trying to understand, but I am struck with the beauty and the wonder of that world, the new age, the golden age. They are not aware that probably I am talking with myself, who has become a deity there. But he doesn't know that I am he, but I know that he is me. And I am talking with myself. And he is not recognizing only. So this is all about visualization. Creating mental creations. New creations. So this is the fourth step of visualization. To see each and every detail. And describe that detail. And enter into that world of visualization. Then next, fifth. Now, come out of the visualization and try to imbibe those sanskars of deities. Make planning that I have to imbibe those sanskars in the daily routine, here, now. And make planning and see what I can do. So these are some of the steps you try to visualize. First, go into the delta stage or theta stage or at least alpha stage. Alpha is a relaxed stage of the mind. Rather than this, here you are planning or doing something or other, beta. Here it is an extremely hyperactive stage of the mind. Very restless, very tension, fear, worry. So gradually enter into the deeper stage of relaxation. So first keep a goal, what I have to see. Second, relax stage, then enter into that relaxed stage, start visualizing each and every detail, increase the knowledge, Whatever you want to visualize, increase knowledge about it, have words about it, and then gradually enter into golden age or whichever place you want to visualize and then do it. So today's Vardhan blessing is, if there are mountains, big mountains in life of problems, of samasya, of difficulties, of worries, of hindrances, of obstacles, you cross. How do you cross them? By keeping two things in front. Vartaman pralapt and bhavishya pralapt. Present and result and the future result. And see them with intellect's eye of experience. Just as you are seeing things, Baba says, see, this is what you were. So, then start visualizing about Vartaman, this present attainments we know. But for future attainments, to imagine, we need visualization. Visualization is a very powerful tool, weapon. Because whatever we see in mind's eye, we create that. And automatically we become that. So, this is a good diagram. So continue to accumulate an income of multi-million at every step. Om Shanti.